that's right. We're right here live from our new studios, WCRS, and my very first call-in guest, Lindsay Burns, Director of Sales for Uptown and the sales of What Goes On in Greenwood. How you doing today, Lindsay?
I am great. How are you, Ann?
I'm good. It's just terrific to have you on the air. I tell you what, have you been doing any traveling, or are you able to stay at home more now?
Well, I still travel a little bit throughout the year. Earlier this year, I was in Sacramento at a sports trade show, and I will be in Orlando in a few months, so still a little bit of travel.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize what your job actually is. You help bring business and events here to Greenwood.
Yes, that's exactly right. We are fully funded by accommodations tax or hotel tax. So my job is to recruit anything that will bring in additional overnight stays, and that includes sports tournaments and events and meetings and conferences, reunions, anything of that nature.
Sure, and you know, I think your first really big catch, shall we say, was the Symetra Tour.
Yes, ma'am, that is exactly right.
And that kind of put Lindsay Burns on the map, and I tell you what, put Greenwood on the map, and I tell you what, it was interesting because, I mean, we've told this story before, but people may not know it. It was actually a speed date that brought this all together.
Yes, that's right. I was at a trade show, I believe, in Kentucky, and I had a 7-minute appointment scheduled with the Symetra Tour folks, and we talked. I told them about Greenwood and about one of our great golf courses, the Links at Stony Point, and apparently they just liked what I had to say, and from there, the Symetra Tour event here in Greenwood was born, so it was a really neat experience.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people are really glad that that hookup took place.
Yes, I certainly am.
Well, that's right. So, but now we've got another big event here. We just came through the Festival of Flowers, the 50th anniversary of that.
Yes.
And now we have the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise. And talk about a festival that has grown. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely.
I mean, let's see, the first year was when?
2001.
Yep. So we've got 2001 and what was it, 5 barbecues and a couple of blues bands?
Yes, it was very, very small. I mean, just probably not even as large as one of our current Uptown Live events. So you can imagine the difference, the growth we've experienced.
Yeah, and so this year we've got what? How many barbecues, do you know?
We have 90 barbecue teams that are coming in from like 6 different states, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're going to be packed.
Absolutely, and of course that's why they have to close off Uptown, the roads uptown there, so that the people are parking right there. They'll have setups right there on Main Street.
That's right. We started closing the road about 3 years ago. It makes our festival very unique in that we don't have it just out in the middle of a field somewhere. The oak trees provide such a nice canopy, a little bit of shade because it is very hot, as you know. So we really like the atmosphere, and we think now that the community is getting used to the road being closed off for those 3 days, and we've tried to make sure that they're aware of all the detours and road closures ahead of time so people can be prepared and map out their new route to wherever they're going.
Yeah, so, and there really is plenty of parking. You just kind of have to know how to navigate right there into Greenwood.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Some of the best parking is right near the festival area. On Maxwell Avenue and Monument Avenue, there's a big city parking lot there that will be open and free, as well as the city municipal building. That's a lot of great parking. And then even Oregon Avenue is open so that people can access the parking behind the Art Center at the Federal Building.
Sure. So there's plenty of parking. And here's the big news flash. It's free.
That's exactly right. That is one thing that we are super proud of, is that this event has no gate fee. No parking fee. So the only thing you pay for is what you eat and drink when you're here. So a really cool experience to get for nothing.
I mean, it's really, really good, and I think that Greenwood is really to be commended. It's really become one of the premier events. You have barbecuers calling from all over wanting to be part of this.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're very proud of the reputation that we have come to enjoy. Barbecue teams, as well as some of the certified judges, all think that this is one of the best contests out there on the Kansas City Barbecue Society Trail. So we are very proud of that, and we hope that that continues. We'll do everything we can to keep creating that wonderful experience for them.
Now, Lindsay, do you think you've reached your max on barbecuers, though?
You know, we go back and forth on this every year. We have physically and geographically met our max right now. I can see that there would be areas where we could grow, but I'm sort of the attitude that, you know, quality over quantity. I kind of like to keep this event kind of the premier event on the tour and make it a little harder for people to get into and just have that status about it. But I can see a little bit of expansion here and there. It just depends on power and more parking spaces and that sort of thing. So we'll see.
You know, one of the things that we got to say a big kudos out there to is what Public Works, CPW, do, and all the electricity that's been run up there in Uptown Greenwood and made it so perfect, just like with the topiaries, with the interior watering, and all the stuff that's been done to make our town, our city, ready to accommodate big festivals.
That's exactly right. We are also very proud of all the partnerships that the City of Greenwood has made with CPW and the Festival of Flowers with the topiaries and, of course, the county and just so many different people and all the departments within the city. Like you said, Public Works, our fire department and police department are extremely hands-on during this event. And, of course, our administrative staff, even myself and a few others from that have offices and are typically inside on the phone or on the computer, we're out there. Our finance department is heavily involved. So everybody has a piece to this puzzle and are extremely important to the success of this event.
Well, and I think that's why this festival is so successful, Lindsay, because everybody that works for the city is involved and is out there in some capacity. I mean, we'll see City Manager Charlie Barrino out there in shorts and a shirt just running around trying to make sure everything's good.
That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I already saw him out there in his shorts and t-shirt this morning. So, everybody, there's no job too small or too big for this event. Everything matters, and every piece of it matters.
Sure. So, but there is something new I wanted to talk to you about, the people's choice, the voting. Now, I understand you're doing this by text. What's the deal?
Yes. So, Laura Hudson, our new Uptown manager and new festival director, met with a group called BAM Text, and they provide this really cool service where it works the same as it used to as far as buying tickets, but now you'll be handed some directions with your ticket, and all you have to do is once you've gone through and sampled all the barbecue and you've decided on your favorite, you'll just text that team name to this phone number that's given to you, and your vote will be cast, and that's all it takes. So it's really cool. I think we had a sponsor for this. It was, I don't know who it is off the top of my head, but we think that this is a really cool thing that is taking us into 2017 and just a really technology, really cool piece of technology to add to the event.
Absolutely. But now, what if somebody is not a texter?
Well, that's a good question. We did feel like that we would maybe miss a few votes that way, but for the most part, even if you have a flip phone, you can text.
That's true.
So we feel like in this day and age that 95% of people are going to be able to cast their vote if they want to.
And there's always a grandchild around, right?
That's right, exactly. There's always somebody with a smartphone or not even a smartphone so that can have access to text messaging.
Yeah, so that's not that, that shouldn't be a problem if you don't want it to be a problem.
That's
right.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
So get somebody, if you don't text yourself, get somebody, grandchild, relative, that can text for you so you'll be out there having a good time. Now, Blues and Brews is coming up, and I understand Jeffrey Callahan is going to be there.
Yes, so Blues and Brews is Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Art Center. They host this event every year, and it's a really cool event, a really nice addition to the Blues Cruise. But this year, they have invited Jeffrey Callahan, who is one of the coolest South Carolina artists I've ever met. He's from McCormick. He will be doing a live art demonstration during their event this year, and he is super talented. So I think that's just a really cool addition. And so you'll be able to see some art, listen to music, have a little bit to eat and drink. I believe Sports Break is catering that event. So that's going to be a really nice thing to do on Friday night.
So he's going to have set up inside. Is he going to be doing that inside?
Yes.
Yeah, drawing. So he'll actually be creating his art, right, while everybody can stand around and watch him. No pressure there, right?
I'm sorry?
I said he'll be able to create his art, right, while people are watching. No pressure at all, right?
Oh, that's exactly right, yeah. But the thing is, Jeffrey is so comfortable. I've seen him do this before. In fact, I think he did on a wall mural during the Black History Month exhibit reception back in February. And he did that live, and it was just the coolest thing to watch how fast he can create this amazing artwork. So people are in for a real treat that get to see this.
Well, that's terrific. Now, the charge to go to Blues and Brews?
It is free to go in. It's just you're going to pay for the alcohol.
Alcohol.
If you want any alcoholic beverages.
Okay. And, of course, they'll have music going on. Now, we haven't even hit on the blues yet. Of course, that's kind of my concentration here. We have all the artists coming on. We had a Monday afternoon, had a great time. We'll have more tomorrow, today and tomorrow. But
yes.
What can you tell us about what's happening with the blues there,
well,
Lindsay Burns?
There are 50 free blues concerts throughout the weekend. We think this is just awesome that this is another piece of it that we can keep free and open to the public. And we now have 11 different venues throughout Uptown Greenwood participating in the Blues Cruise. So you can just hop from one place to another and listen to these amazing artists that are all lined up by Gary Irwin, who's from Charleston and who always does such a fabulous job with our Blues Cruise. So we are excited to welcome him back, and like you've already met some of these great artists, and
sure.
We're just looking forward to the air smelling of barbecue and the sounds of blues just pouring out of Uptown.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. You know, I think that people need to realize, too, since the shopping center there has become part of the city now, you'll actually have musicians playing down there at Montague's.
Yes, that's exactly right. Montague's was extremely excited about joining Uptown for this very reason, and of course a lot of other reasons, but this is one of the highest points, I think, for them to look forward to, is being able to host one of these Blues Cruise artists in their venue all weekend long.
So when people are talking about being part of something, you want to make sure that you're hitting Montague's down there. And I guess the parking lot down there is pretty good parking, too.
Yes, that's exactly right. Hampton Plaza provides a lot of great parking, and it's very easy to access Main Street from Hampton Plaza, as you know. And then just to get to the main festival area, you're only talking about two blocks or so. So very accessible.
Yeah, and you know, you were talking about the size of the festival. You know, you get much bigger, it's going to be hard for people to get around everywhere. With the way it is right now, it is easy to duck into one place and hear some music and get some barbecue right there on Main Street. Certainly makes it a lot easier to do.
That's right, it does, and it's definitely helped to have so much expansion of just our business in Uptown. For example, Howard's on Main is adding their second floor venue, and that's going to be huge. And, you know, next year, hopefully, the Mill House will have their third renovation complete, and that will provide yet another venue for the Blues Cruise. You know, and there are a few others that have talked about some expansions and then, of course, new businesses. So we feel like there's even more opportunity than what we have now just because of the business growth in the Uptown District.
Sure. Now, what about you can get a beer and walk on the street? Is that right?
That's exactly right. So the way that works is you'll have to go into one of the restaurants to purchase a wristband, and this is one for each day. There's a different color each day, and I believe they're only $1, and you go in and purchase a wristband, and that wristband will allow you to partake in alcoholic beverages throughout the festival area, and there will be signage out that tells you what is not permitted. Glass bottles and glass cups are not permitted. Everything will be served in an official plastic Festival of Discovery cup that the restaurants are provided with, and that's just for beer and wine. No liquor will be allowed out in the festival area. So liquor, you'll have to stay inside one of the restaurants.
Now, what about, where do you buy these wristbands?
They are available at each of the restaurants to purchase. So there's no one centralized location. We wanted to make it very accessible for people. So if you pop into Buffalo's or Howard's or Mill House, they're all available for purchase at those locations.
Okay. Now, and what about this hash celebration?
Yes, this is a really cool addition.
Yes. Okay.
So hash, as you know, has a very rich history, not only in South Carolina, but in the Greenwood area. The Hash House was a huge start to that history. So this year we're just really celebrating those traditions of hash, and we have some cool speakers and authors that have written books about it and just the way it's made and how it's changed over the years, and we're really looking forward to having them. I believe there's a book signing at McCaslin's, mm-hmm. and there will be a question and answer session at the museum.
So that's a really exciting part, and I'm sure they'll be videoing that and doing stuff, using that to help promote another year.
That's exactly right. And one of them that will be interviewed is actually a filmmaker who filmed a documentary about hash. So he will be at the museum Friday afternoon, I believe around 4:30.
Sounds so good. Well, there's lots of information now. If people want to look up more information, where do they go, Lindsay, to find it?
Yes, online at festivalofdiscovery.com. There is so much information on there that is very helpful. There's a schedule of events. There's a piece about the hash celebration. There's Blues Cruise information by venue. So that's very helpful. And in addition to that, we have the Festival of Discovery app that can be downloaded on your smartphone.
So you can always be in the know.
That's exactly right.
Now, one other thing. We also have the Arts and Crafts and the Kids Zone.
Yes, that's right. Arts and Crafts show as well as the Kids Zone will be down at the Uptown Market on Maxwell Avenue. The interactive water feature will be on for the children to play in. There will be amusement rides, a couple of food vendors, and like I said, the Arts and Crafts will be there. Always a fun place to go and let the kids get some of their energy out before you get some great barbecue. And we always have some really unique arts and crafts vendors. So I'm really looking forward to see what we have this year.
That's right. Now, that is, what days is that going on?
That starts on Friday at 10 and Saturday at 10, I believe, as well, and we'll go on late into the evening.
Now, here's the other thing. You know, the festival has changed from, it used to be you didn't have any activities going on Friday, but now everything's going on all day long.
Yes. I mean, even on Thursday, we see barbecue teams roll in. And as a matter of fact, we parked our first barbecue team this morning, and it's Wednesday. So I think that you'll start smelling barbecue in the air by tomorrow afternoon, as a matter of fact. And then Thursday night has been growing and growing each year. So you'll start to see quite a bit of activity going on tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then we're hitting it hard on Friday and Saturday.
That's right. So there's so much good to do, and I always say it's the best way, if you've got family and friends, that you should have come to Greenwood and visit you, and you're not excited about having them spend all the time at your house, why not invite them for the Festival of Discovery and Blues Cruise and spend all your time in Uptown Greenwood?
That's exactly right. And in addition to the barbecue and blues, the South Carolina Festival of Flowers topiaries are still out for everyone to enjoy and see. And then, of course, we have some fabulous shops in Uptown Greenwood. So let's not forget about them and go inside there and cool off. I'm sure many of them have a sale rack even going on this time of year. So definitely a lot to do and something for everyone.
You are so right. Lindsay, don't you also have a cooling area for people? Do we do that anymore?
Yes, there is an area near the CenturyLink main stage in the fountain parking lot that will have misting fans. And, of course, the fire safety house will have an area with a tent and cold water if anyone needs that.
That's right. So there's lots of ways to have a great time but also be safe out there. I know you're excited that the festival is here again in 2017.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
We'll look forward to seeing you. Oh, by the way, we forgot about the hot dog eating contest.
Yes. Charlie Barino's favorite thing is the hot dog eating contest sponsored by Skin's Hot Dogs, and it will be Saturday at noon. And I have never gotten to experience that because I'm in the judging room during that time. So, but I have seen videos, and I can hear the crowd even from the Art Center. So it is a really cool thing to watch. And I believe last year's winner ate 15 or so hot dogs. So I'll be interested to see what the winner does this year.
Well, he's not matching up against Joey Chestnut with 72, but it's a good start.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, Lindsay, it's great talking to you. Thanks for calling us this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, Ann.
All right. You have a great one, and we'll be seeing you around Friday night. I'm going to be out doing my thing with the blues crawl all around Uptown Greenwood. Hope to talk to you then.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for coming.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, there you go. Lindsay Burns on the phone with us, and such a great way to start off Festival Week is to get some updates. Lindsay is a real, real asset to the city of Greenwood, always does an awesome job out there representing Greenwood in all the venues that she visits. And like I said, if it wasn't for Lindsay coming together here and telling the people at the Symetra Tour about what a great place Greenwood is, we might not have it. But because of her, we do. So thank you very much, Lindsay Burns. Let's hear South Carolina news is in, you know what, let's skip the news. Let's play a little blues. What am I going to play? You know, I got my favorite song going on here. Y'all probably are tired of hearing it, so let's see if I can play something else. What shall I play? How about Don't You Worry About Me right here on WCRS.
I don't love you anymore. is for my loving. Won't be back this way no more. Don't you worry about me, baby, 'cause I don't need you anymore. Don't you worry about me, baby, 'cause I don't love you anymore. When I put my arms around you, I can't touch you like before. Growing distance is our pastime. Far away, nevermore. Don't you worry about me, baby. I don't need you anymore.
Norman Taylor here this morning. That's right. He's coming to Greenwood. So excited to be here. In fact, he is going to be playing Thursday night, 8 to 10 p.m. at Flynn's on Maxwell, Friday, noon to 1 at the CenturyLink main stage, Friday, 7 to 9 at Buena Vista Cafe, and Saturday from 11 to 2 at Southern Soul. Great, great, great guy. Really enjoyed talking to him yesterday. And, you know, we're going to finish up here in a second. But, you know, gosh darn, I just feel like playing another song, you know. I'm so excited to be over here in my new studio right here at the radio station. Yeah, that's right. Do you know how many people thought that the radio station was actually over there at Sharp Facets? Wrong. We got a huge facility over here at 637 East Durst. So, I am looking forward to making the transition over here. It's been a long time coming. You know, we've been talking about it for 6 months, and guess what? It's just about here. So big move going on this week. This is probably going to be about your last week to visit us over there at Sharp Facets Gallery. So if you've been thinking, I got to get in there someday, that someday is now, folks. We'll be open up today at 10 o'clock. May actually be closing a little early, maybe around 5 o'clock. We've got some things going on, but we'll see. But if you want to come see us, you better come see us today, 10 to, I'm going to say 5. If we're there after 5, so be it. But I'm going to just put it out there as 5 o'clock since we've got some things going on here, and it may be rather difficult to be open and be seeing people. So come by and see us. Get your super, super deals. Help keep me from having to move everything. Come on now. I've got lots of furniture and accessory items that we're going to be selling. So come see us here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass, at least for a little longer. But while I'm over here at my new studio, 637 East Durst, WCRS Radio. Hey, let's hear one more song. I really like this song, so I'm going to play it again. I'm sorry. I think it's pretty cool. Actually, I can play another one. What are we going to play here? This song right here is going to be by Roots and Door. Yesterday, I got to speak to Ryan Roots, his partner Kenny Door, one of the best and busiest performing acoustical blues duos in the U.S. They actually live up there in Asheville, North Carolina. They'll be making the trip down here. They are playing Friday from 11 to 2 at Southern Soul. They'll be playing Friday night at Montague's, 8 to 11 p.m., and Saturday from 9 to midnight at Buffalo's Grill. So I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play it again. I don't care. I like it. Women's. It's all about women's. And it's very subtle what he's saying about women. So pay attention here, and then we'll be finishing up here. But take it away. Take it away, Roots and Door.
Said I love these women, can't get them off my mind. Yeah, I love these women, can't get them off my mind. Yeah, I see them all around, and I want to make them mine. I said I love these women, can't get them off my mind. Yeah, I love these women, can't get them off my mind. Yeah, I see them all around and I want to make them mine. Now the women's in the city, they've been looking oh so fine. Yeah, the women's in the city, they've been looking oh so fine. If you got a lot of money, they'll show you a real good time. Now the women's in the country sweet like peaches on the pond. Yeah, the women's in the country sweet like peaches on the pond. The outdoor lover in the summer and the winter, they keep me warm. So many women's in this world can't have them all, I know. So many women's in this world can't have them all, I know. But I got lots of love to give, baby, old friends I go. Let's play for the women. One more time for the ladies.
Starts tomorrow evening. Oh, going to start out Thursday evening with what do we got going on here, Ann? Come on now. Vanessa Collier, she's going to be on the CenturyLink main stage, a real favorite, back here for one performance only, 7 to 8:30 on the CenturyLink main stage. I hope you get by and see her. She, of course, has been traveling all over. She is that sexy saxophonist, that's right, and she does an excellent job. Teaches kids, just travels a lot, and is just, what shall we say? I think we could say after talking to her yesterday, She's living the dream and loving it. Hey, I'm Anna Eller. We'll be back this afternoon four o'clock for a special extended version of Meet Me at the Diner. We've got all kinds of artists calling in this afternoon. Who are we going to be talking to? SZA, John Hartness, Peter Cafori, I think I'm saying that right, I'm not sure, Peter Harper, and Sandy Lehman. So make sure you tune in for that. Thursday, of course, Shrimp City Slim is going to be with us, and the Reverend Marv Ward is going to be in studio with us. I hope he brings his music with him so we can get a little live performance. Friday, we've got Wesley Pruitt live, and one of my personal favorites, Lightning Wells, is coming back to join us in studio. So this will be so awesome. Make sure you tuned in. Helps give you an idea of the music and just give you an idea of some of the people you might like to see. Of course, one of the best things you can do, go sit there at the CenturyLink main stage. You can get some barbecue easy. You can sit there as they just bring the music to you. That's right, on that CenturyLink main stage right there in Uptown Greenwood. Just sit down, enjoy the music, folks. That's what it's all about. And the acts change one right after the other. Hey, that's going to do it for me. We'll let Laura get started here. And have a great day. Come see us at Sharp Facets Gallery as we prepare to wind it up and wind it down right there on the bypass. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for being part of our first show right here in our new studio.